Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. 1010 Wins News has learned today that the city is rolling back the clock for New Year's Eve celebrations. You will be able to party in Times Square, as we did before the pandemic, with some adjustments. People going to Times Square will need to be fully vaccinated or have proof of a negative test. Here's Mayor de Blasio.
We want to have a great New Year's Eve celebration in this city. This city's been through so much, but this has been a heroic city fighting through COVID.
We're told hotels and restaurants are already selling party packages for New Year's Eve celebrations. Police right now are out with photos of the suspects in an apparent anti-Semitic attack in Crown Heights.
If you check out our website, 1010wins.com, you'll see these surveillance photos we got from the NYPD of these five men all wearing face coverings and hoodies during this incident Thursday night about 8 o'clock here in this residential stretch of Empire Boulevard. Now, according to the victim, a 25-year-old man, first the group called him a dirty Jew, before one of them punched him in the side of his face. I spoke with this woman who she was walking by. She actually works around the corner on Troy Avenue.
That's terrible. This is America. We have freedom of religion, freedom of speech.
$10,000 reward was put up Friday by the Anti-Defamation League. In the statement, they say they hope for a swift arrest. 71st Precinct cops getting help from the NYPD Hate Crimes Unit. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Wins, here in Crown Heights.
At Grand Central, tragedy on the tracks. A person was apparently wandering on the tracks and was hit by a train just after 6 o'clock this morning. The victim found dead under a 7 train. An investigation is underway. As we head into the holidays, the push is on for you to get that COVID booster. Adults 65 and older who got their vaccine more than 6 months ago are eligible, as well as people who are at risk because of underlying health conditions or because of their jobs. That's according to federal officials. But this morning, Mayor de Blasio pushed for people to again roll up their sleeves.
Anyone who has not yet gotten a booster and can, this is the time to do it. Don't hesitate. Go out there and get it done. It's part of protecting yourself and your family.
Well, studies have shown that the initial vaccine protections do wane over time, so it's important to get that booster to keep up your defenses. An off-duty NYPD police officer and his wife have found themselves on the wrong side of the law after police say a spat got physical. 48-year-old Officer Christopher Dahl and his wife, 48-year-old Dawn Domino, apparently got into an argument about cleaning their Bensonhurst, Brooklyn home last night. That's when officials say Dahl hit his wife, then she grabbed him by the throat and later called 911. Dahl is now facing assault and harassment charges. Domino is charged with strangulation. In East Harlem, a gunman shot a man in the head just steps from the victim's home. This happened at about 7:40 last night at the corner of Madison and 11th Street. 23-year-old Jaquan Francis was found on the ground. He was rushed to Harlem Hospital but could not be saved. The search is on for his killer. Well, we knew that the Thomas Jefferson statue in City Hall was being moved. Today, we should find out where. 1010 Wins Newsline next takes you to City Hall. Here's our Glenn Chuck.
Well, this we know. The statue of Thomas Jefferson will be on the move out of the city council chambers. But the question is, where is it headed? The 7-foot statue has been inside City Hall for more than a century. Last month, the New York City Public Design Commission voted to remove it from the council chambers, but never actually finalized what would happen next. Now, it's possible the statue will be moved to another part of City Hall, but the most likely destination appears to be the New York Historical Society. It will be in the lobby there, we're told, for at least 6 months, but could be moved again. We expect the word to come down soon. Glenn Schock, 1010 Wins, here at City Hall.
All right, so as always, keep it right here, locked to 1010 Wins for the latest information on that developing story. The MTA is releasing new crime stats today. Major felonies were down in nearly every category last month, though the number of felony assaults and grand larcenies held steady. This after a surge of NYPD officers on trains and platforms. They were deployed after a crime spike back in May. Ridership, 10 million more in October than September. Election day was, of course, November 2nd, but today election officials in the city have started counting tens of thousands of absentee ballots. The votes will decide a handful of outstanding races, including Council District 43 in Brooklyn. Incumbent Democrat Justin Brannan is down by about 250 votes to Republican challenger Brian Fox. District 47, Democrat Ari Kagan and Republican Mark Szeszewski are pretty much tied. In District 19 in Queens, Republican Vicky Palladino already declared victory, but Democrat Tony Avella has refused to concede until all the votes are counted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.